Listen to each complete conversation and answer the questions that follow. Conversation 1. Questions 1 through 5. Listen to the following conversation about a part-time job.
I'm looking for a part-time job on campus.
Then you've come to the right place. The campus employment office is here just to help students like you find jobs on campus.
I'm glad to hear that, because I really need to start earning some money.
Let me ask you some questions to help determine what kind of job would be best. First of all, how many hours a week do you want to work?
I need to work at least 10 hours a week, and I don't think I can handle more than 20 hours with all the courses I'm taking.
And when are you free to work?
All of my classes are in the morning, so I can work every weekday from noon on. And of course, I wouldn't mind working on the weekends.
I'll try to match you up with one of our on-campus student jobs. Please fill out this form with some additional information about your skills and leave the form with me today. Then you can call me back tomorrow and maybe I'll have some news for you.
Thanks for your help.
Number 1. What does the man want to do? Number 2. Where does the conversation probably take place? Number 3. How many hours of work does the man want per week? Number 4. When can the man work? Number 5. What does the woman tell the man to do tomorrow? Conversation 2. Questions 6 through 10. Listen to a conversation between two friends.
Hi, Jack. It's good to see you again. Are you ready to get down to business again after spring break?
Not really, but I guess I don't really have too much choice, do I? And it's going to be particularly hard to get back to work since I just had the most fantastic vacation ever.
Really? What did you do?
I went kayaking on the Klamath River.
Kayaking?
Yes, you know what a kayak is, don't you? It's a long, narrow boat, the kind first used by the Eskimos. It's quite popular now on whitewater rivers.
Oh, I know what a kayak is. I was just surprised that you would take a trip like that. Weren't you scared?
At first I was, but after I learned some techniques for maneuvering the kayak, it wasn't so bad. But we didn't start out on the river. We had 3 whole days of instruction in a shallow pool first. Then, when we finally got out on the river, I felt ready for it.
Did you spend the nights camping outside on the ground? That alone would make the trip unappealing to me.
Oh, no. The accommodations were fantastic. Each person on the trip had a private cabin, and the facilities included a hot tub, a lodge where you could have a drink and relax, and a top-notch cafeteria with great food.
Now, that part of the trip does sound good to me, but I don't think I'd like the part that involves riding through rough water in a small kayak.
Oh, you should try it. I know you'd like it. I'm going to do it again myself as soon as I can afford to spend the time and the money.
Well, better you than me.
Number 6. When does the conversation probably take place? Number 7. What are the man and woman discussing? Number 8. How much instruction did the man have before going out on the river? Number 9. Which of the following is not part of the kayaking trip? Number 10. How does the woman feel about taking a kayaking trip? Conversation 3. Questions 11 through 15. Listen to a conversation between two classmates.
Did you read the article that the professor assigned for tomorrow's class? It was really interesting.
No, not yet. What was it about?
It was about pollution, specifically one kind of pollution called acid rain.
Why is it called acid rain?
It's called acid rain because the rain, or some other kind of precipitation, has been polluted with acid.
Where does the acid come from?
From cars or factories, anything that burns coal or oil. These are made up mostly of sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides, which react with water vapor to form sulfuric acid or nitric acid.
You mean that when coal or oil is burned, acid gets formed, and when it rains or snows, the acids fall back on Earth?
Exactly. That's why it's so dangerous. Acid rain has been falling over areas of Northern America and Northern Europe. And if this isn't checked, the effect on the water supply and plant and animal life could be disastrous.
This is something important. I really need to read that article.
Number 11. What is the topic of this conversation? Number 12. What energy sources cause acid rain? Number 13. How is sulfuric acid formed? Number 14. According to the man, where is acid rain a problem? Number 15. What action does the woman think she should take next?